NAMPO 2023. What a show. May 31, 2023. NAMPO 2023, presented from 16 to the 19th of May by Grain SA near Bothaville in the Free State, was a return to the NAMPO of old that South Africa's agricultural community has come to know and appreciate over the past 55 years. Close to 200 planes and 75 helicopters landed on NAMPO Park's runway during the week, which saw 81,945 visitors attending this year's event. Ample opportunity was provided for conversation and interaction with the 823 exhibitors, while families were given the chance to enjoy agriculture in a safe, hospitable environment. The show was once again an example of innovation not only by the grain value chain, but also the South African agricultural sector. It was indeed NAMPO as we know it, but with a lot of innovations by exhibitors. The ultra-modern buildings that some exhibitors erected on the park were exciting and set a new standard for exhibitors, says Peter Taljard, CEO of Grain SA. It was great to see exhibitors showcasing their full ranges and latest technology. Grain SA is also incredibly grateful for the good weather that prevailed for the week. Taljard says Grain SA's main goal with NAMPO is to return value to their members, the grain value chain, and the entire agricultural sector. The attendance figures are an indicator of agriculture's relevance, but it is more important that the right feet were here. The exhibitors' satisfaction confirms this, because the right feet in turn attract the right exhibitors, he stresses. It is also rewarding to see what alternatives to the location differential issue were on display at NAMPO. It shows that with technology as a starting point, there is often a solution to challenges such as the differential or grain grading, Taljard adds. Load shedding presented some challenges, but Dirk Strydom, Grain SA's NAMPO, marketing, and research coordination lead, says the organizers were able to manage the situation, ensuring that other essential services, such as on-site water and sewerage, continued without disruption. NAMPO Park has once again shown its worth as a showground that is geared to handle these volumes of exhibitors and visitors well, Strydom notes. NAMPO chairperson Danny Minar considers it a unique show with a strong family character. Just look around on the park. NAMPO is a focused business show, but it is presented on a family-friendly site. It is precious to us. Minar expresses his appreciation to the community of Bothaville and the surrounding area for their willingness and support to host the show annually, saying that NAMPO brings local communities together. The Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Toko Didiza, visited NAMPO on Friday the 19th of May. During a meeting with Organized Agriculture and the Free State MEC for Agriculture and Local Development, Didiza said agriculture has found a home in the Free State thanks to NAMPO. She advised delegates to capitalize on the comparative economic advantages offered by NAMPO. On the first day of NAMPO 2023, Grain SA introduced a new corporate identity and logo for the group. The new logo contains the mathematical, is greater than or equal to, sign, which implies that together, the organization's members are stronger than any single voice. This unified voice resonates authenticity and relevance, and the refreshed logo speaks to the dynamics of grain and oilseed production in South Africa. Grain SA has always been a dynamic organization, and it is important that we now adapt to changing times in order to remain relevant to all grain producers in South Africa, said Derek Matthews, chairperson of Grain SA, during the launch. Although the group's new identity graced the site during NAMPO, it will be phased in over time. The show dates for next year have been confirmed for 14 to the 17th of May 2024. See you there.